Hey, what's up? Nothing much, man. So I already changed the name of the podcast. It's did you see?
Yeah, I noticed it.
Oh, did it say on the link when I sent it to you?
Not on the link, when I opened it.
No shit. Well,
Holy shit.
if you didn't know, it'll actually update on your feed if you're listening. I think we had like seven listeners on the last podcast, but I'm gonna try to socialize and spread it out a little bit more.
Cool.
But yeah, it's called Audio Syncratica now. I think it sounds cool, but
Sounds like a heavy metal band.
it's, yeah, I don't know. Well, like what it
I'm
called,
just
what
trying
is
to
it
say
called?
that it sounds cool, bro.
Well, like it comes from the word idiosyncratic, and I don't remember what that word means. Oh, out of the ordinary. I figure since this is a patio, excuse me, podcast, not a patio cast.
That could be a new word.
It's a patio cast.
There you
Like if you need a shit, listen to me.
go.
I got it from the word. Yeah, I don't know. That word just came up into my mind. I figure audio, podcast. I even got a new Twitter handle for the show. So if anybody has any questions, I'll actually be tweeting out from the profile. It's the same way to spell audiosyncratic. It's actually it, but the A is the at symbol. So it's at U, excuse me, at UDIOSYNCRATICA. Just in case you didn't know. I don't know. I don't want any confusion out there or anything like that, but all future questions can go there. Or you can actually send us a voice message through anchors.fm/super-rad. But let's go ahead and get into it. My name is Luis, and this is my best friend, Brian. Say hello, Brian.
Hello, Brian.
That works.
Oh,
Hold on. This time I'm a little bit more prepared. I'm actually gonna slow down because I feel like for the first couple of podcasts, you really gotta listen to yourself, and I talk really fast. Like I'm just wow. But first of all, what we're gonna go ahead and talk about is man, I know I say I like DC, but for Father's Day, I got a Marvel Now subscription, so I've been using the hell out of it. And I wanted to talk about the character Legion. Do you know much about Legion, the character?
Not much. I know that he is Charles Xavier's son, his only begotten son.
Charles Xavier's only begotten.
but yeah, I don't know too much about him. I know he has identity issues once his power gets a little more once he gains more power, I'm guessing.
Well, it's kind of like that. He's, well, I have a thing for anti-heroes. Like, I'm really attracted to anti-heroes. Just, nah, I'm kidding. But the thing that you'll notice about Legion the most is that his hair is always standing vertically up. Whereas his dad doesn't have any. But Legion is like you said, Charles Xavier's son. And he's got a dose dissociative identity disorder. So I kind of got into it through the show Legion of the same name, Legion on FX. Love it. Got me into the comic. I didn't know much about it. I actually owned a few comics that featured Legion, but I just never made the connection. So Legion is Charles Xavier's son. He's like the from like the 90s cartoon, he's like the most powerful psychic mutant besides Jean Grey before she excuse me, after she turns into Phoenix. And it's really apparent because he with that dissociative identity disorder, what happens is he has multiple personalities in his head. It eventually gets up to 200. They're called Omega level personalities. I'm not sure what that means. Well, I can tell you what it ha what happened in the comics is he has like a bunch of personalities that if that can basically take control of him. And when they do take control, they all have certain powers. Like there's the Chronosaur. Yeah, I think it's called the Chronosaur, the Origamist, which will like fold space on itself and it helps him teleport. And they each like each personality has different powers. But it ranged from like it's called like reality warping, kind of like Scarlet Witch. He'll do something like that where he'll create his own reality and you'll be in there. He has energy projection. He can, what is it called? It says matter manip energy manipulation, matter manipulation. But the things you see more is like telepathy, telekinesis. He can teleport, of course. Apparently he does fire. I haven't seen that. Time travel, I've seen that. And I guess rapid punching. And that's just a few things. But what's interesting is like every Marvel character, he's very flawed. And he's not always good. Like he'll do really extreme things at most times. Like one of the big things in if I'm not mistaken, it's called like Age of X. I might be wrong on that one. I'm barely getting into some of this. So he was like on prison on Muir Island, and basically what happens is he goes back in time at some point, and as a gift to his father, Charles Xavier, he kills Magneto. You know, and he can just do that. But the show portrays him very accurately, and when you watch the show, you kind of think that you're going crazy. Like, you know, like you kind of don't know what's going on. And I feel like it's really engrossing. Even when you get to some of the comics, you're just like, dude, what the fuck just happened? And it's always great just seeing how he's always struggling with his inner personalities and getting in touch with them and how they take advantage of him and how he can actually be stronger than all of them because he's actually fighting with himself. Like, you know what I mean? Like it's not like they're different people. It's still him. Like, you know what I mean? But they're just like big and small parts of him. Like one of them might be sad, one of them might be happy. Some of them take over his body and kill a bunch of people. But yeah, what are you thinking so far about like what I've described?
Well, first off, I would like to get into the show because, I mean, I do like the actor that plays him, Dan Stevens. I think that guy's a pretty good, excellent actor. So,
Has he been in anything else? I've only known him from the show.
the first time I had seen a movie of his was called The Guest, and it was kind of like one of those well, how do you describe them as? It was a pretty good movie, but it wasn't a very popular one, like something that, you know, was very advertised.
Dude,
But
I
that's the first time I've seen him, and I thought it was a very good movie. I thought he was a very good actor, and he's, you know, I didn't know he was British because he does the accent very well, and also he played the. Well, I know the biggest one or the biggest role he had recently was the Beast from Beauty and the Beast.
He was the Beast in Beauty and the Beast.
Yeah, the live action film.
Okay, so I've seen the cover for The Guest before, and I swear, like the way Dan Stevens is standing on the cover art, I thought he was Paul Walker. Like, I don't know, like
Yeah, I think when I skipped through that movie a few times before I watched actually, sat down and watched it. I thought it was Paul Walker at first.
Yeah, but if you really look closely, it's because I think I've scrolled through it, and I guess from far away it does look like Dan Stevens with all the shit. Like, do yourself a favor and just go ahead and look at the guest, and you'll see the cover art, and you'll see what I'm talking about. Just kind of look at it far away, but like, yeah. Well, first of all, was the movie any good? The Guest, actually.
Yeah, I really did like it. It had a pretty cool soundtrack to it too. It had a bunch of like kind of like a, I want to say like a synth wave music or a soundtrack to it, 80s kind of style. So it was pretty cool.
And have you watched Legion before?
No, I have not.
You should give it a try, man. It's pretty good. Do you have a Hulu account?
Yes, I do, sir.
Dude, check out the first season, man. It's
Yeah, I think
super
I'm
good.
definitely going to. I mean, the X-Men universe has always intrigued me, even as a kid, when Pizza Hut used videos, the VHS cassettes.
Dude, yeah. That was a while ago.
It was awesome though.
Now you gotta like what? You gotta spend like $50 and maybe you'll get like a little tank toy. But
Man.
Dan Stevens is pretty good in this show, man. It's just so trippy, and it's the show and the comic will do like really great things. Like it's pretty powerful. Like this the one comic that I'll go ahead and bring up to mind is X-Men Legacy, where he's actually kind of with and against people, and he's learning how to be a team and going back into society. Because what happens, well, basically the premise of one of the comics that I've read is after Charles Xavier, at some point Charles Xavier dies. I'm sorry for the spoiler if you didn't know that. Well, it's been a while. Get a Marvel subscription. Oh yeah. So real quick, if you got $10, get a Marvel subscription. I think it's worth it, but it is very intimidating at first. Like I just did not know where to start. But if you just know like a certain character, type it in, find it, you'll find all the stories that include that character, and you'll be just fine. Like everything else is just gravy, you know? But what happens is Xavier dies, and what Legion does is he keep in this version of the comics, he keeps like a prison in his mind. It's called the Cortex Complex, but it's just basically a prison in his mind to keep his personalities in check. And he's the gatekeeper of the prison. So what he'll do is he has like gloves with needles on them, and he'll go ahead and pick like a certain entity. And I'll go ahead and control that entity. But later on, what happens after is after the trauma of knowing that his father dies, well, that prison basically gets demolished. And what he does is he murders a town. Like, he just like murders a town because what happens is in all the chaos, some of the evil personalities, the darker personalities of himself take over, and that's what can happen with him. But yeah, he's a loose cannon sometimes. Sometimes he'll be in control, sometimes he won't, and he'll lose sanity like within like a few issues or a few pages. And it's really nerve-wracking. And it's pretty cool, like you know what I mean? Because like sometimes you see him and he's scheming, like he'll in one of the altercations that he has with with the X-Men gets split in half, apparently. With Scott Summers and the other part of the X-Men. What happens is he tricks them into releasing this one thing. He'll trick people into like a different reality and never really happened. And that was all just to get them to do something that he specifically needed. And that's just the way he is. And but he's usually always in control all the time. But
Is there like a persona that might be his main one?
Well, yeah, like David is David. Like you'll always see David, but he'll lose control, and you'll tell when he loses control because he's just like he just becomes ultra powerful. Like you know what I mean? Like if you see it, like in the comics, if you just see him walking around, that's cool and stuff like that. But when his eyes and he gets like this angel-like form and he looks like angelic and multicolored, like yeah, it's like it's not a good thing. He gets like really powerful and basic. He can destroy the world. Actually, in the X-Men Legacy comic, he's fated to destroy the world, and he's kind of like a doomed character. And throughout the series, like nobody ever gives him a chance, and it's only this one character that really does. And eventually, it kind of undoes itself. But I kind of like the way the story went, and I can really appreciate the character. And just looking into the backstory, like I don't know, I do things in reverse order, man. Like when I watch a movie, I'll read the book afterwards. I feel like I don't get enough from the movie, so I get like wait, was it like a director's commentary and like extra stuff? I feel like those are the special features of the movie. Like you know what I mean? Like that's the way I treat stuff. So that's kind of like what I did with Legion. I went ahead and watched it, and I read about the character, and I just loved it, man. Like it's really engrossing. The shows, I would say the show's a lot better because it instead of just like having just a bunch of like Marvel superhero fights, it'll represent a lot of things in different ways. Like a lot of this has to do in the new season, but let me try to think of something in the first season. Like there's certain rooms or certain colors that invoke a certain emotion. Like if there's a red room in the series, like colors become very important in the very first season. Like if there's a red room, something really bad is going to happen, or there's something evil there. Like you know what I mean? Let's see, like a light room, it's like angelic, and you it'll show things in different ways, and people aren't fighting necessarily, but it'll show people like fighting in different ways. Like instead of like punches and stuff like that, it'll show like people dancing. Like one of them is a dance fight, right? And what you see is like three people, and it's all these people doing a psychic battle. And what ends up happening is they're but you get that they're fighting, and one of them's winning, like clearly. And it'll represent it in different ways, and it's a really good. With such a low budget, they do a lot with that show. I don't even think it has that much of a low budget because it looks so clean, man. It looks so clean and so sick. I've been talking on it in a few podcasts. I can't get over it. I just had to go ahead and talk about Legion, man. Like it's pretty amazing, man. It's already on its second season. Finished the second season. Amazing. Like it's been a trip, man. And there's more to go. Like it's it, I just watch the show. Like it's really hard to put into words because without spoiling a lot of stuff, but basically what happens is David usually gets thrown away. He's always locked up or he's sedated heavily, and you just see like it's just horrible. It's just like oh. Fuck, man. Imagine that type of life. And he's been doing like he in the show and even in the comics, he's like 20 years old. But they keep on reiterating, like, dude, he's just been medicated his whole life. Like he can't just be. Because if he just bees himself, is that the way I'm supposed to say If he just acts like himself, if he bees himself, like
If
you
he
know,
just is himself.
if he hives himself. If he are himself,
If he am himself.
if he was himself, there we go. I think that's it. If he was himself, he can't just be himself because what happens when he does is he destroys the world. Like, you know what I mean? Like, it's just like he's the fictional character that is the embodiment of walking on eggshells, like his whole life. And it's tragic, but it's just like you feel for the character in some scenes and I'll say scenes and I'll also mean panels in the comics too. And you'll see him just like completely just murder people in cold blood. And that's just the tragedy of the character. And maybe he didn't mean to do it, but it's just like, it's you at the end of the day, it's all himself. And at the end of the day, it's not. You get what I mean? It's just such a tragic character. And it's oh, I don't know. Like I said, I like anti-heroes. It's poetic. I love it. If anything, it's a high recommend. It's a high on my list of recommendations. He's Charles Xavier's son. He's the most power. He is the most powerful mutant, to be honest. He is, dude. He could fuck up any character. Like from what I've seen, he can just do shit. If something happens, he can just like unfuck time up and fix it. And he's just that powerful. He can destroy the world. It's, oh man, it's just great. I wish I had better. I wish I was better with words. You know, like I really wish I was better with words and synonyms and stuff like that. But I just get really excited about stuff. So if I can't find words to describe stuff, it means it's really great, and it means a lot to me. Like some of these characters like mean a lot to me. Maybe I have splinter personality. No, I don't. I think it would be cool, but I don't know. Well, no. Have you seen the movie Three?
Three?
Yeah. It's been done a few times, I think. It's not always that, but the one I associated with is a movie Three. So what happens is this guy is trying to save this girl from this killer. Okay. So spoilers. I'm sorry if you haven't seen it. Like, there's gonna be a lot of spoilers in this podcast. And if they're over like a year old, fuck off. I'm sorry, man. Like, I can't cater to your needs. Like, I really can't. I'm gonna talk about stuff that's more or less pretty current. I'll try to keep it like a as old as I can. So, you know what? I'm not even gonna apologize for it. Anyways, I gave you the warning. So in Three, what happens is he the character that's trying to save his friend from the killer, is the nice girl and the killer and himself at the same time. And all of those characters in his head, those dissociative personalities, are fighting for dominance. And basically, the killer comes out on top. It's a pretty good movie because the whole time you realize that he's never like in the same, like you watch it over again and he's never in the same room with like other people talking to the girl or the killer. It's pretty interesting, but it goes with that. I don't know. Dissociative personality is just really dissociative, or what is it called? Multiple personality disorders really interest me. So if any, there's another recommendation. You're gonna take a lot home today. You know, like fuck. If you got a Marvel subscription, and I think it's on Netflix, it's Three, but like it's THR3E. That's the way it's spelled. Yeah, through 3 year. Yeah, but it's pretty good, man. Let's move on to the next topic. Let's see. I think there's two things that kind of happen that go into comics. And by the way, this podcast not mainly about comics. It's just something that I'm into right now. Hey, actually, you know what? Before we get into to some of these comic-like topics, are you happy with your AirPods?
Recently they've been kind of pissing me off a little bit, but I mean nothing too drastic, I guess, but they've been a little inconvenient at times as far as like, you know, I'll try to put them on and then for some reason my right AirPod won't be charged all the way. So then I have to put it back in and make sure that it's charging, and yeah, that's been pretty inconvenient at times.
So we both use AirPods, and I've been finding some annoyances. Keep in mind, they're super minor, but it's been happening a lot later. And I don't think it's an Apple like thing. Like, you know, it's just like they've been great, but it's just these small things that over time just kind of piss me off. So it has like the AirPods have an open design, so I can hear everything around me. For some people, that's great. But I like to shut shit out. You know, I like to just cancel out everything. So if well, there's some rumors that Apple's going to go ahead and create some premium headphones
Yeah, some noise
that'll,
cancellation ones, right?
I'm not sure if noise cancellation is in there, but if that's in there, that would be awesome, man. even if it had like passive noise cancellation, like the Power Beats 3,
mm-hmm.
like where it just like if you stick them in, like if you get a perfect seal in your ear, it'll like shut out. Even the passive noise cancellation is good enough for me, you know. But I just want something that'll just get a good seal in my ear, because that's basically what happens with headphones. And I've been looking at some alternatives. I actually bought a second pair of truly wireless headphones. This has been a dream of mine for a while. In case you didn't know something about me, I've spent so much money on headphones over the years.
Yes.
It's yeah. kind of a problem. Like, I don't know why. I know why. Because I have headphones for different occasions, and it's a problem, okay? So I have some headphones here. They're the Plantronics Backbeat Pros that last like 24. A lot of my headphones now are wireless. I've been really into the technology for a while. But the dream's always been truly wireless headphones. And it came out with Braggy. I wasn't really impressed with the Braggy. I got these workout headphones that I kind of like but are kind of being pissed off by. They're the True Evo wireless headphones from Alltech Lansing. For one, they sound great. They're loud. They have a lot of bass. Like, you know what I mean? Lately I've been listening to a lot of hip hop. So all I hear is like like in my ears. I like that. Like, you know, I've just been really into that lately. But the thing is they're so simple. All they do is play and pause. Like, at least with my AirPods, I can do Siri and stuff like that. But like with AirPods, the delay is minimal. I'm gonna steer myself back, Brian. I'm sorry, I got way off. Anyways, what I was trying to get to is I'm looking into getting the Jabra Elite 65T, because they have the kind of seal that I want. But that's one of the main problems I have, is it doesn't have like a good seal, and it's just like they always feel like not loud enough, you know. And I try not to go over 75% so I won't hurt my ears. Do you have any annoyances that you well, it's just the one ear that gets not charged. Are you a one? Do you listen to music with one ear some of the time?
No, not at all. I have to have both of them on there, or else I won't listen to it.
Yeah, I don't do that one ear thing. Like, that's weird. Unless somebody's next to me, I want them to hear it. Like, oh hey, listen to this really quick. Great, right? But yeah, I've been having some connection issues. But it's still better than most, because I go back to the True Evo. It's pretty horrible, man. Like, so some headphones they have a main headphone and they'll have a pairing headphone. So you have the main headphone always has to be on, and it'll pair to the second headphone. They'll pair to each other, then they'll pair to your phone or your watch. Which doesn't sound like much of an annoyance, but shit, man, it pisses me off, and it takes forever to do that, man. It's when you go back to other headphones and you're just like, dude, like, man, I'm complaining about some bullshit here, you know. but yeah, I mean, I've always liked the quality of the head, like at least for the sound quality of AirPods. Like, I feel like conversations. Like, can you hear me clearly? Because I can hear you pretty clearly.
Yeah. Definitely.
Yeah, I mean, and they're super convenient. I feel like when I use Siri, or if I'm trying to do a voice command or something like that, or I use my AirPods a lot to dictate texts, and it works out great for me. But it's just those annoyances, man. I just really want a sealed fit, and I want more of a premium sound, because these still sound like EarPods. Like, you know what I mean? Like, it's not bad, but it's not like the best, you know. Yeah, you can hear
obviously
it.
It's not the noise. I mean, the sound was better than I thought, because the normal ear pods are pretty terrible at sound, but these came out a little bit better, and I know that Apple's going to come out with two different headphones, which is, you know, an updated AirPods that are going to have noise cancellation, and the chip is going to be updated to where, you know, you can be away from your phone at a longer distance without having interruptions. And then they're going to do an over the ear headphones to compete with like the Bose and other brands.
Well, they own Beats, so they already have a few over the ear headphones. I'm not much of a fan of the over the ear headphones, but I do like the fishhooks, the Power Beats. I really like those. They sound really good, but my little girl just destroyed my last pair. So yeah, I'm gonna wait for the Power Beats 3 are the most recent one. I'm kind of waiting for the Power Beats 4. But if it still has that wire in the back, man, I'm gonna be pretty pissed. I would like to see some truly wireless Beats, and I hope they're not those. That long stringed cord with the, I don't want the wire in the back. The wire in the back just defeats the whole purpose. I always have a little bit more slack on one end than the other, and it's just never worked out for me. For a person that has headphones for every occasion, I still find annoyances with each one of my headphones. Pair of headphones. So yeah, it's a struggle. I need help. But yeah, like that's just something, man. Like, but so far the true Evos, like what I like about them is that they're waterproof. So at least in a pinch, and I'm only going to use those for working out because you run with your AirPods, right?
Yeah.
That's insane. Cause though like ear pods will fall out of my ears. They will just straight up look at me and they'll just stare me right in my, we'll lock eyes. And it'll be like, fuck you. And it'll fall right out of my ear every single time. AirPods at least stay in my ears. Like, but it doesn't have like a perfect seal. So what happens is if I shake my head a little bit, the left or the right ear, well, like if I shake my head like, or if I just tilt my head like more than a 45 degree angle, like the headphone's going to fall out. And it's a minor annoyance, but that's another thing that I really don't like. So I'd like something just a little bit more secure in my ears. Because I have large ears. Sometimes what I do is, I used to have gauges, like I don't really put them in anymore, but I'll put the stems like in the holes in my ear to kind of hold them in. But, yeah, I don't know. Like, well, it's my skin. It's not really going to bother me. Like, and I hope like nobody's ever going to use them. Like I've never been like, bro, use my AirPods. It's like, no, man, like that, isn't that how you get ear infections? I don't know. It's just really
probably, gross. I've never shared my shit with anybody either.
Yeah, like I've done the whole thing where like, hey, listen to this song, but like I usually like I get a Clorox wipe or I get like a wipey and I clean the shit out of it. It's like, hey, like my ears are fucked here. Yeah, but I just wanted to get into that really quick. Moving on, segue. So what is it called? Disney. It says that Disney wins the Fox acquisition because I believe Comcast was trying to go ahead and go into the bid to buy most of 21st Century Fox. So what happens is the reason that we haven't seen like an Avengers versus X-Men, I believe even the X-Men comics got discontinued for a while. It's because Fox Movie Studios actually owns the rights for some of these characters. The X-Men, Deadpool, the other one's Spider-Man, which is why you remember the PS3, how it had the Spider-Man lettering on it?
Well, I thought Sony owned Spider-Man.
Oh, Sony does own Spider-Man.
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah, you're right. What was I thinking? So Fox definitely owns X-Men, right? X-Men, Deadpool. Yeah.
Fantastic Four.
Yeah, Fantastic Four. So Sony owns the rights for Spider-Man.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah, I think that's the only
fuck them.
Marvel character they own.
Well, for a while, they stopped doing X-Men comics. X-Men's one of my favorites, but like I said, man, like I know I say I'm a real big DC fan, but it's just like, they're not very accessible. Like, how can I put it?
They're not very accessible, but that'll lead to another story later. But as far as for Disney acquiring the rights to 21st Century Fox is to kind of complete that Marvel franchise. So hopefully we'll see some different characters. It's not over just yet, but it's just another step to go ahead and get, like, you know, full nerd on, you know? Mm-hmm. I don't know how to affect some of these shows and movies, but Legion already has a third season, so I hope that doesn't get affected. But a lot of these other shows might get affected too. Like, there's The Runaways on Hulu. I don't know if you've caught that.
No, I don't think I have.
It's kind of part. It's in the mutant X-Men type of family, but it's where these kids find out that their parents are actually supervillains. So yeah, it's a lot more complicated than that. Of course, if it's a Marvel story, it is. Man, I'm just talking a lot of shit, huh? Oh man, it's kind of hard because it's what I'm. I just need to calm down and say what I need to say. So I just really hope that Disney acquires 21st Century Fox to go ahead and complete that bundle. Do you have any ideas on this?
I don't know about ideas. Maybe.
Like, are you thinking of buying 21st Century Fox is what I'm saying.
Like, am I for Disney buying that?
I mean, yeah. Like, do you have any thoughts? Like, are you comfortable with Disney buying 21st Century? Well, excuse me. Yeah, 21st Century Fox. Is this a deal breaker for you? Have you liked the... how about I just let you answer those questions?
I honestly have liked the X-Men movies. I know a lot of people, you know, gets a lot of hate on the X-Men movies. I mean, part three of X-Men was shit. I'll agree with that. Like, that movie was complete shit.
The last stand?
Yeah. The first two were okay movies. The first one mainly, I guess, because it was the first one, right? But, you know, after that, after part three, you know, when they went into, what is it?
It's not Days of Future Past, but it was First Class or something.
Yeah, like that. First Class. They did very well with that, and after that, the movies were just pretty cool to me.
I never had a problem with the first two X-Men movies. In fact, I really liked X2 because that's when Wolverine just freaked the fuck out, right? Like, he just went all berserk.
Yeah, he was one mainly leading the X-Men at that time, too, in that movie.
Yeah. I really like Hugh Jackman as Wolverine. It's too bad he's gone. I really like, well, not everything, man. Like, what was the one where he was fighting the samurai?
That one was part two of the Wolverine.
Yeah. The whole Wolverine saga, like the lone movies, are kind of fucked up.
Yeah. Yeah, the first one was definitely fucked. Like, even when I went to go watch it in theater, I was just kind of like, yeah, this movie is kind of fucked. But
oh, hey, you saw Deadpool 2, right?
Yeah, I did.
Did you see the part where, oh, you know what, like, let's not spoil it, but like it brings a reference to to the first Wolverine movie. So if you haven't, well,
gnarly ass Deadpool that that came out.
Oh, actually, yeah, that movie came out a while ago. But fuck that Deadpool! Like, I don't know, it's still the Wade Wilson that we have now, but just stupid. Like, I don't know what the hell happened.
Yeah,
I really don't know what was going on. So that Deadpool was supposed to be an amalgam of Cyclops, Nightcrawler, and Wolverine?
because he had.
Yeah, he had the blades come blades coming out of his
katana come out of it. Cool. yeah, so that happened, and then the other one in Japan, which I well, the whole Yuriko story, which I really like in the comics, but I really didn't like this movie, TBH. It was only up until actually, the death of old man.
I think that was the third one, wasn't it? When he's in Japan, or was it the second?
Yeah,
one?
That's the one I'm talking about. Which yeah. Well, then which one's the second one?
I'm trying to figure it out. Because the first one, he's with his brother, right? They pretty much show the story between them.
Yeah. Here, let me look it up really quick, because it's going to drive me insane, man.
Yeah, the second one, the story does not ring a bell to me. I know the third one has to be where he's in Japan, which, I mean, that one was kind of entertaining, but I still didn't really, you know, it was just something that I would watch once, I guess you can say. And, I mean, they really killed it with Logan. That movie was just fucking great.
I really like that movie. So it's The Wolverine. That's what it's called. And I think it is the second movie, man.
Yeah, because the first one was called The Origins. Or X-Men.
Wolverine Origins.
Yeah.
Which was a horrible... Well, I don't know. Some parts were cool, but... what is it called? The guy that... I like the guy that plays Sabretooth. But, like, every time... He had to do shit. He always did that weird, like, Sabretooth crawl. And I was just like, dude, like, why do you always have to do that? It looks so weird. Like, if you watch it again, it's just surreal, man.
Oh, like, when he charges at Logan, he always has to. Yeah, I know what you mean.
It's fucking ridiculous. Like, I wish, like, Lee Schreiber, that's what his name is.
Yeah, Lee Schreiber.
He's a really great actor, but, like, I feel I don't feel his potential was fully used with that movie.
yeah, I mean, he's killing it. You're right. It really wasn't, because he's a better actor than that, or he could have done a better job.
He's a pretty bad dude, man. Like, I don't know. He conveys like badassery pretty well. But I don't know. Not so much in Wolverine Origins, but the one with Yuriko, I really like the story in the comics. I remember reading it. But just did not have the same feelings with the movie. But Logan, the old man Logan story was really good. Did you get to watch it in the black and white? Like, they're doing that a lot with some of the more recent movies of late. Like, well, they did it with the old man Logan. And they did it with Mad Max Fury Road, which I saw that one in black and white and looks pretty badass.
No,
are you into?
Yeah, I mean, some black and white movies are cool. Like, are you talking about kind of like, you know, what they did with Sin City? I mean, that was probably like the most.
I don't think the way Sin City did it was an artistic choice in some ways, because it there's some things that pop, like with Clive Owen and his shoes.
Yeah, there were some things that were colored.
Which was really cool. Like, I don't know. I didn't read the comic. I didn't read Sin City the comic, but I've always been wanting to watch. I've always wanted to watch A Dame to Kill For, but I just don't. There's something about it that just makes me not want to watch it. It doesn't look that good. But anyways, so like, there's some things that we've gotten from 21st Century Fox. That are really great, and there's some things that are bad, man. I don't know. Like, hopefully, Disney, because Disney does some good things, and Disney, like, I mean, they're not infallible, but they do some pretty great things with franchises. But I don't know if it'll just be like, you know, hey, let's make a Star Wars movie every year, you know? Interesting.
I think they're destroying that one, but. That's just my personal opinion.
You're allowed to have it. I allow you to have it,
right? I feel like with Marvel, because Marvel is, they're kind of taking the reins on everything. So pretty much Disney is just giving Marvel the money to do whatever the fuck they want, and it's coming out great. Star Wars, on the other hand, I think is different. I think Disney is putting way too much of themselves for that franchise, and it's not really working out as well.
It is becoming kind of franchisey. Well, it's not a bad thing, because, like, I think I've said this on previous podcasts, it's for the new generation, but it is getting kind of franchisey. But what may seem franchisey and, like, selling out to us may seem great to, like, kids now. So, I don't know. I try to look at it with, what is the term, rose-colored glasses. But I didn't like The Last Jedi. Like, I think I finally come. I didn't like The Last Jedi. Like, I just straight up did not like The Last Jedi.
Yeah, I know.
Fuck, man. Like, like, you know what happened? Like, I know what happened. I was about to watch the movie, and then I just remembered everything. Like, oh, man. Like, I just remember everything that movie did to me. And it's not that bad, but it's just like, oh, what the fuck?
My thing is, you know, Star Wars have always had, you know, great stories, like, for the longest time, for after what is it, The Return of the Jedi. They've always had great stories. Why Disney did not go with one of those, I don't know. Maybe they didn't want to, you know, pay royalty checks to those writers or whatnot, but, you know, it's just not what they're doing is not very good.
I think that Disney has plans to go ahead and do a standalone Boba Fett movie, which I think would be pretty interesting, because I'm not sure if you remember. There was this game on the GameCube called I think it was Jango Fett that you were playing, man, but it was pretty cool, man. Like, you were playing as the bounty hunter and stuff. It was called Star Wars Bounty Hunter. It was pretty good. I liked it a lot. Do you ever remember that one?
No, I don't think I ever did play that one.
I'm not sure who you play as, but it came around the time when the new Star Wars movies were coming out. So,
like, the prequels?
Oh, you know what? Yeah, because it started talking. I think this is before the Clone Wars, because they had that same actor that plays Jango Fett.
Yeah, Boba Fett's father.
Yeah, so you're playing as Jango Fett. That game really got me interested in the whole bounty hunter thing, and I would like to see, like, a respective story of they fucked Jango Fett, man, like, really bad in that movie, man. Like, I was expecting, like, the best, like, fight between Mace Windu and Jango. No, man.
No,
like,
it was Obi-Wan.
Obi-Wan killed him?
Yeah. I mean, Obi-Wan's a boss, bro. Like, that guy's...
Dude. I think Mace Windu killed Jango Fett, no?
No, it was Obi-Wan.
Dude, Samuel L. is just like...
Samuel could have taken out the Emperor, I think. I don't know if he really could have, or if the Emperor was just kind of letting himself be vulnerable just to get, you know...
Bro.
I'm dwelling deep into this shit, I guess.
No, dude. Jango takes Bart in the Battle of Geonosis, where his encounters a beast as Reek. Yeah, I remember. Because that beast comes out, and then Mace Windu kills his ass.
Oh, you're right.
Yeah,
I was thinking of the fight scene of Obi-Wan and Jango Fett, but he ends up taking off.
Yeah. Mace Windu totally killed his ass. He chopped his head in front of Boba.
Yeah, you're right.
I remember, dude, I know what betrayal feels like, okay? That's exactly what happened with that movie. And it was, I think I've said this before, I don't think I have, like, the biggest problem. It's always very interesting, but it's just stuff like that just kind of bothers me. It's not, like, the worst thing, but some people, like, revel in the books and stuff like that, and that's cool, but I don't know. Like, I really felt betrayed by that. Because before the movie even came out, they were touting the whole, like, Jango Fett thing, and then you just, like, oh, man, it was just bullshit. Anyways, I don't know. I don't want to be all depressed. But I was also looking into to that new show Titans, and it goes into something else that I want to say like about DC, because like I really am a DC fan, even though lately I've been talking a lot about Marvel. Like we've been talking a lot about Marvel, but it's kind of hard to escape that, especially with all the Kevin Feige stuff just like going around. Like that guy's a genius for making that whole that whole franchise of Marvel movies work. Like it's great. And Ant-Man's gonna come out, and what's it called? What's his name? I'm sorry, it just escaped my mind. Paul Rudd.
Yeah,
there we go. Paul Rudd's Ant-Man. Like, dude, like I watched the first one just because Paul Rudd's in there. Guess what? I'm gonna watch because Paul Rudd's in there. Fucking Ant-Man and the Wasp. Dude. Like, that is the only reason I'm gonna watch that movie. Excuse me.
I think a lot of people just watched it because of Paul Rudd, and I guess that was a pretty genius move of Marvel.
Instead of getting Paul some... Rudd, has Paul Rudd done anything in between?
I'm sure he has. I'm just probably nothing. Nothing massive actually. Or anything.
But did you get that picture that I sent you earlier? The one the did you send it to me before? The what is it called? It's Tim Drake. The Robin picture from the Titan show that's going to come out.
I think I sent you something a while back because it was supposed to be on TNT, and I guess it was like a concept picture maybe. But I know when they released like photos, you know, I was already getting a lot of hate, especially for Starfire, and I think Beast Boy. I don't know if they're still going. I don't know if they're still going with that one or not, or if they're planning to fix it up or what. But yeah, personally, I thought it looked pretty bad. The Robin looked good, but
I think the Robin picture alone looks pretty good. But I'd be willing to watch. It looks cool, but it looks like it's still going for that dark stuff. Like, you know what I mean? Like, I don't know. There's some. Some of the DC stuff just does not need to be dark. Like Arrow, like that show is just fucking depressing, man. And I feel that it is. Like it's kind of hard to watch sometimes. And it's just like, oh man, like dude, Oliver, just fuck. Don't do it anymore. Like shit. Like I know it's your city, but come on. And then there's I feel like the perfect DC show is The Flash. And I don't know, some of these seasons are kind of wishy-washy, and I like what they're doing with this most recent season, but I don't know. It doesn't have the payoff that I was thinking of. I mean, I wasn't expecting the Flash to give me a blowy, but shit, man. Like, I don't know. This wasn't it. Let's see. But this Titan show is also going to come with some other stuff, and it's not coming out on a network. And I think that's the confusion. I thought it was going to come out like on a network, like Sci-Fi, TNT. You get what I mean? Like,
if it's the same one, it was originally going to come out in TNT, I believe.
But well, now the oh, good.
Oh, I was going to say, but you know, if things change, they're probably changing it up to their own. What did you say, their own network or?
Yeah, so you tell me what you think about this. So what they're doing is what DC is going to do is they're going to have this subscription service that's going to include a lot of DC original content, like the shows of Arrow, Flash, Supergirl, the Titans. There's going to be a Harley Quinn by itself. There's going to be a Harley Quinn story by itself, kind of like an adult comic, animated film. Like, not like fucking hentai. I'm talking about like just like adult themed. Yeah. It still sounds weird. Like, why am I going for that word?
Because that's technically what it's called, I think.
Mature.
For mature like audiences.
Strong sexual content. There's explicit nudity
and language.
Just a bunch of hardcore scenes. Like the first, the first scene is Joker dick. Like, are you ready for that? Like a smiley face on Joker cock? Like,
you mean like the red lipstick on Joker's cock? Oh.
Anyway, so what DC's trying to do is they're trying to do the subscription service, and it's going to include all this stuff. Original content, along with stuff that's already come out on other networks. Like, a lot of the CW shows are pretty good, like Black Lightning. I actually really like Black Lightning. Actually, Black Lightning is probably one of my favorites right now. It is my favorite right now. out of all those shows so far, and it's going to have, like, you know, those animated films that I was talking about that are really doing well. Well, what I feel are really doing, like, fan service to a lot of DC fans. But it's going to include that along with an assortment of comics that's going to be available in rotation. And I believe it's going to have, I think that's it. It's just going to have that. So shows, a couple movies. It's not going to have Man of Steel, Batman vs. Superman, or any of those movies, because I guess they didn't receive well, but they haven't been slated on that. But what do you think about this service in comparison to what Marvel's doing? What is your take? Okay, how about this? Let me go ahead and simplify it. Like, what do you think about the service first? Like, does that sound appealing to you? What would you spend money on that?
I guess it would be appealing for any comic, you know, goer, I guess you can call that. If they're trying to reach, you know, the general mass or the general public, I still think streaming through, you know, the most used services like Netflix and Hulu would probably be the best bet. But I mean, like I said, for comic goer, it sounds pretty cool.
I don't know, man. So,
I mean, like, yeah, people that don't really read comics or have never really watched that stuff, when they released, like, Daredevil and The Punisher on Netflix, a lot of people love that, and people that never really watched that stuff before.
Well, I want you to keep this in mind too, Brian. Disney is actually doing the same thing. They're going to have their own streaming service specifically just for Marvel content. So I'm not sure what exactly is going to happen with the content that's already available on Netflix, but the reason that you see a lot of these movies immediately available on Netflix, like right after they screen at the theater, is because Disney made a deal with Netflix to go ahead and stream that. But I'm not exactly sure on the details, but they want to go ahead and take some of that content away, future content away, to go ahead and do their own streaming service, like a Disney-only streaming service. But that would just include, like, a lot of Disney content, which is, like, a lot. Like, I mean, it's in demand. Yeah. And that included with the Marvel content would be a lot. You know, it really would be a lot. It just wouldn't have the comics. But as far as for the experience for the comics thing, I love the way it's going. But I don't think DC necessarily has enough content to have their own streaming service. I'm just not very confident in what they're selling. And I think I'm comfortable to say that I read more comics than you.
Yeah, definitely.
and I read a lot less comics than anybody else. Like, I mean, like, if you're listening to this show, you probably read more comics than I have in my whole life. But, I mean, I do read comics from time to time. It's one of the mediums that I really do like. But as far as for the splintering streaming services, if I had to pick one of the two, I like what they're doing with the Marvel Unlimited subscription. So what they're doing is anything that has released 6 months and older, so basically from the very first comic that they've ever made, which is like, what, Fantastic Four number one, it's on there. Even Spider-Man number one, like, it's crazy. You can actually do it in chronological. Yeah, don't do that, but you might not want to do that because it's a lot. Or maybe you do. I don't know. But Marvel and those probably... Basically, what I'm trying to say is just, like, if they wanted... Look, if... It sounds like I'm selling Marvel Unlimited. I kind of am. I'm really happy with it. But as far as for like the rotating like comics and just, like I don't like having to. I don't even like the way Netflix and Hulu does it, do it where they have certain content on and they'll take it off. Like I'm just not comfortable with that. At least with comics, like you know, like there's certain storylines that you want to read or that you haven't gotten in touch with.
Yeah.
So I'm not too sure about it. And the Titans, it looks interesting, and they're also doing that third season of Young Justice. You should tell your brother that, dude. Like I know he was really into Young Justice. Like. Go ahead.
Oh, no, I was gonna say, you were talking about John or?
Yeah, dude, like I think like Young Justice had like released like years ago and he was still watching it. Like, you know what I mean? Like when it premiered, he was watching it. And then like a year later, like after it got canceled and stuff like that, he was still watching it like on Netflix. And I was like, dude, yeah, it's really good. And he got really into Justice League Wars, like, dude, this movie's bomb. Like, I don't know, dude. Like I like the comic characters. Like, what are you talking about? Got like really mad and just like, oh, okay, fine, John. But like that's just the way your brother is, dude. He's like, I don't know, he's kind of pissy.
He's too
But
radical.
yeah, man. Dude, he is, dude. He's just like, dude, like chill out. Like I just have a different opinion. I'm sorry. Well, dude, like he gets like real, like oh, like I don't fucking like what you said. Like, I'm sorry, dude. It's just my opinion.
I'm sorry, I have one.
I'm sorry, I just disagree with yours. But yeah. So, anyways, like that subscription seems pretty great. Well, I'm not too sure. I'm not sold on it, but I'd like to see what happens at least. It's an interesting story, especially with for something that's just becoming so popular and that was and is so dear to me now. Like, you know what I mean? Like, if anything, like I like to gift this to like my son and stuff like that. Like, you know what I mean? It'd be great. It'd be great. All right, we're gonna go. I think I'm done talking about that, to be honest. Well, yeah, I mean, fuck. So we're gonna go ahead and talk about. Oh, hey, I don't know. I was gonna say I wanted to get an electric toothbrush because I want to fix my teeth, but I don't think that's interesting. But I really do. Like I saw, like when I was younger, they were like fucking $130.
Yeah.
I saw one like on Amazon for like $20, and it's pretty good.
Yeah,
Like it
they're
looks
not too
great.
expensive anymore.
I didn't know that. Like, when did that happen? Like, when did fucking electric toothbrushes go from like $600 to like 20? You know, like I don't know.
I mean, I have an electric one. I mean, it's not like, one of the best ones, but it wasn't expensive either. I think it was like, yeah, $20.
Fuck. I didn't. I feel like I've been doing it wrong, like my whole life. I don't know. Like I really hate brushing my teeth in the morning. And but yeah, basically I just wanted to get into something about like dental health and stuff like that. Well, not really. Actually, you know what? You should really floss your teeth. You should take care of your teeth. Because it leads to heart disease. I don't know what that has to do with anything, but it's really important for your heart and for your teeth.
Yep.
I don't know, man. I'm tired of looking at my smile in the mirror and it's just like yellow. Well, I still gotta go get a cleaning from the dentist, but fuck, man, like it's well, I don't know. It's probably not as expensive as I think it is, but I just don't want to go. And it's not so much that I dread going; it's just that I don't feel I have time, though I could make time. But I like to get into something like really personal between me and you. But it's about our relationship. No, it's actually about the Cowboys, the Dallas Cowboys. I'm sure we've mentioned it on previous podcasts. The Cowboys, America's best favorite, awesome team. Because you told me something yesterday that really rung with me, and it's just like how you go well, why don't you go ahead and tell me what happened when you were getting revved up for the football season, if you don't mind me asking.
What did I say? I honestly don't remember.
Well, tell
What
me
was
in your
it?
words.
I thought I was just, looking forward to the season, seeing what they're gonna do.
Just definitely... Oh no, dude. You were telling me that you were missing Romo.
Oh yeah, yeah. I was getting to where, you know, it's definitely a new era now. Like, it just hit me because, you know, you don't got those popular guys that we kind of pretty much grew up with, which is like Romo, Witten, and Dez Bryant. So it's definitely a new era. So yeah, definitely.
It's a new era, but it's just like, I'd still like to, I'm sure people have done it before, but like, I'd like to go ahead and just like remember some moments of Tony Romo, because he started off pretty humbly, like, you know what I mean? Like, his story is fucking amazing, man. Like,
it really is. I mean, he gets a lot of hate for literally no reason at all to me. Coming from a guy that was not drafted to being one of the best quarterbacks statistically.
Dude, he's still one of the best.
Yeah.
Like, he's still one of the best, dude. But he was a third string quarterback, not being drafted, came up so, like, he rose so much, dude. And his stats were always there, dude. Like, dude, if you had him on your, like, well, I don't play fantasy football, but everybody I knew had fucking Tony Romo because he just had really good stats, dude, and he just made money. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
He really would, man, but fucking Romo's really good, dude. Like, his stats were always great.
They were.
Unfortunately,
his QBR rating is still the fourth best in NFL history. I mean, this is behind, you know, Tom Brady, Aaron Rodgers, and Russell Wilson. So that, you know, that says a lot, and, you know, a lot of people don't acknowledge that, but,
you know. Like, he was, dude, like, for a lot of games, like, oh, man, like, I get real emotional, but he was really, like, dude, like, it, oh, man, dude, like, dude, after you said that, like, I just immediately started, like, YouTubing a bunch of, like, Tony Romo videos, dude, like, I couldn't stop, man, like, I really couldn't, like, it's just, like, oh, man, I know I gave him shit sometimes. Like, I would, like,
we all did. We all did. I mean,
dude, like, it's
the heat of the moment, you know?
Oh, man, like, oh, man, like, I swear, if you have a good heart, like, you don't want, like, I don't think you're ready to be a Cowboys fan, because it's just like, dude, it gets real emotional, man. Like, and it was always so close, man. Like, and just like, oh, man. And it felt like he choked, but it was just like, dude, sometimes you.
I mean, I will admit that, you know, that bobbled snap was, you know, a huge choke moment back in 2007, I think. But I would say that's kind of coaching, because I don't even know what the fuck he was doing, you know, handling a snapped ball.
It was he was still pretty early in his career, too. But it was
he was like, a starter, though, so it was like he had no business doing that. But that's kind of the Cowboys, you know. They haven't had a good coaching system in a long while, and, you know, people wanted Tony Romo to be the savior, and it's just realistically too hard for him to be.
A lot of weight. Okay, so like I've said this before, dude. And it still holds to me. It still holds true today. I, if you have a different opinion, just let me know. But like, I always felt that Romo was. Romo's really good, dude, but nobody would fucking defend him on the field, dude. Like, it's just, and then like a good offense doesn't replace like a bad, like a bad defense, like, especially against like being hit. Like, even back then he was still like being hit all the time, dude. Like, fuck, dude. Like, it was just like really easy to get through the line. It's just like, I don't think it's all Romo's fault, dude. There was some stuff where it was just like, it was just plain old bad luck. And you got to remember, like, it fucking football is a team effort, dude. And not all the time, like, things would sync up, man. It was, it's one of the great, like, to me, it's one of the greatest tragic stories in football history. Like, you know what I mean? Like,
it really is a tragic story, actually. Like, a good tragic story.
Dude, like, I saw when he was like, oh, man, like, when he was, when he was saying that he was going to go ahead and step down, like, I got really sad, dude. Like, like, I got really sad, dude, because, like, you know he loves the game, dude. Like, it's just, like, that's, like, he was, man, to me, he was football, man. Like, it's just, like, there's only, like, I got to slow down.
It's because, like, dude, like, I'm already getting emotional. I'm just like, oh, dude, it's just like, it's a real tragic story, dude, because it's just like, you know, he wanted to do so many great things, and it's just like his career got cut short. And oh man, I feel like he still could have done great things, dude. And even when he got hurt in the field and he hurt his back, like, what, for the third time? The third, and fourth, like, the oh, dude, it was just like, oh my God, dude, he's already been, like, imagine playing so long and still getting hurt, like, over and over, dude, like, and he was still ready to get back on the field, dude, like, it's just like, dude, it must have hurt really bad, dude, and, like, just knowing that you're, I don't know, man, just knowing that you're not able to do it anymore, or just, he humbly stepped down, dude, but, like, I really appreciate it, dude. Like, I mean, we had a good time with him on the Cowboys, and I really miss him, man. Like, I really miss him. Like, well, for one, like, he knew he was really he had really great pass plays, dude, but it's just like, oh man, phenomenal plays, dude. It's just like,
yeah,
I don't know. He just cool. Sorry, go ahead.
Yeah, no, I know what you mean, man. I kind of miss that, I guess, as you know, natural quarterback presence, I guess you can say.
Dude, but he was quick on his feet. He knew where to go ahead and throw the ball. He, like, you know what I mean? He knew every, like, I don't know. He was, like, technically just such a great player, man. Like, and there was some phenomenal plays that you can, like, that are still part of football history to this day. You know, like, it's just so frustrating. Like, you know.
You know, sometimes I often wonder, like, if he was the one that, you know, made Dez Bryant a superstar.
Oh, you think
because
so?
I often wonder, like, because, you know, Dez Bryant actually has, you know, a huge weakness, and that was not very, he wasn't very playbook savvy, I guess you can say, as far as knowing a lot of routes that a wide receiver should know. But, you know, Tony Romo knew his weaknesses, but played to his strengths. And I guess that's something that Dak Prescott can't do, because Dak Prescott is, you know, very fundamentally, like, just strictly playbook. Like, he needs the wide receivers to know everything they have to know, which is understandable. I mean, you're in the NFL, you're the pro level, right? But that was the kind of leadership that Tony Romo had, you know. He knew Dez's weaknesses and didn't try to expose it, so he tried to play to his strengths a lot, and I felt like that made Bryant a superstar. And now he's, you know, pretty much jobless.
Man, dude. I mean, I'm actually going to – yeah, I'm going to agree with you on that one, man, because you don't see a lot of, like, phenomenal plays without fucking Tony Romo, you know?
Yeah.
Like, you really don't. Like, it's just like, I mean, Tony Romo is, like, fucking great, dude. Like, it's just like, and that's why I feel like, I don't know, like, just remembering him and, like, all that he gave to the Cowboys, dude. He played 14 seasons from 2003 to 2016. If that's not a fucking era, I don't know what the fuck is, dude. Like, seriously, like, I don't know Cowboys without fucking Tony Romo. Like, I mean, like, I really don't know the Dallas Cowboys without Tony Romo. Well, yeah, I do, but it's just like,
it's been pretty,
like, it feels different. Like, you know what I mean?
Yeah, like, I feel like a stranger to my own team sometimes, you know, when I, well, this past year, it was kind of strange. I mean, we still had Witten and Bryant this past year. So, you know, you still have familiarity. But now this coming season, it's going to be completely like a stranger, but it's
well, here's some quick stats from his career. But he had 4,335 pass attempts, 2,829 pass completions. His completion percentage was 65.3%, and he had 34,183 passing yards, and his passer rating, and this is when he ended. It was 97.1,
which is fourth best.
It's fucking amazing, dude. Like, it's still fucking amazing, dude. Like, but I mean, Dak Prescott is not a fucking bad quarterback, dude. Like, he's really good.
He's not bad. He really isn't bad. Like, I'll admit he's not bad. He's not a natural quarterback, and that's something that the Cowboys are trying to play, again, play to his strengths, because he's not a very, again, he's not a natural quarterback, so I guess
Can you elaborate on that? I'm sorry, I'm not understanding what you're saying.
Natural quarterback?
Yeah.
Like he's not able to make those chunk plays when they really need it, as far as like passing. Because he does not have those like natural mechanics, I would say.
Okay.
Because and in his college career, like he was very, it was a very run pass options that he did a lot of, which he did do a lot of running at that time.
Yeah, he made a lot more plays actually running on the field than actually like, you know, passing the ball. He does pass the ball, but it's just like you kind of miss that.
Tony Romo was a gunslinger. That's what it was.
Dude, oh my god. Like, fuck. Like, shit. Like, dude. Like, oh my god, dude. Like, I really missed that arm, but that's the only thing. It's just like, but you can't talk about Dak Prescott without talking about Ezekiel Elliott. But it's just like, if you just watch a couple of videos watching Dak and Ezekiel Elliott play, you know what they're going to fucking do, man. And it kind of shuts them out. But I know Ezekiel Elliott tries to make a message as soon as he's on the field. You know what I mean? Like, that's what happened when he first came on the field.
Yeah.
Against, Cam. Was it Cam? I'm having trouble remembering his name. Anyways, I was watching
Cam Chancellor? You were talking about
there
the
you
Seahawks?
There you go. I just forgot that. I was going to say Newton, but I know that I was fucking wrong. Like, yeah. I know it was fucking wrong. Thank you. Yeah, against Cam Chancellor, and I just saw that little thing. And then that bitch move. Like, right afterwards, like, we're push him in his back. Like, dude, oh, man. No, fucking Elliott did not let that.
Yeah.
The comeback was so great. But you really can't talk about Dak Prescott without talking about Ezekiel Elliott, dude, because they were a really great team up.
Yeah, they are.
I'm really excited for this new season, but there's been some – well, speaking about Tony Romo, he came back with his he came back with his broadcasting career, and he was saying that the team to beat this year is
Green Bay
Packers. Yeah, man. I think they're fucking dangerous, man. Like they really are at this point. And I wholeheartedly agree. I think
they're
a
fucking
team
curse for the Cowboys, man. They've always been.
They fucking are, man. Like it's just and, the Packers, dude.
So on Amazon Prime, there's like this show that this little documentary show thing about this past season for the Cowboys. I forgot what it's called. Anyway, it's like, you know, it follows them throughout the season, and. When they were playing the Green Bay Packers again, you know, just Jason Witten was so fucking pissed, and everybody was like, man, Jason Witten hates the Packers so much because they always end up stopping the Cowboys from progressing to do anything. And I forgot what play it was. It was a defense. The defense were trying to stop them, but you know, fucking everyone scored on them. And Jason went on the sideline was just like, what, can anybody fucking stop these guys? And can they fucking get their heads out of their asses and just fucking stop? You know, Aaron Rodgers, like, he was just fucking emotional in that game. And it's just so funny. Like, he really hated the Packers. And it's understandable.
Like, it is understandable, man. Like, it's just like, I think I can really relate to a lot of what he said. Because I just really don't like the Packers, and they can really shut out the fucking Cowboys, dude. But they have a really good they got a really good passing game, and man,
their defense is
hard to get through that defense. Dude.
Shitty. No, well, the Green Bay Packers, their defense has been shitty for you know a couple of seasons now, man. And really, the only effect they have is Aaron Rodgers. I mean, he's the one that keeps them afloat and keeps you know them playoff contention.
Is this year Like, is that enough? Like, you know what I mean? For this year, is that enough? Like,
I don't know.
Man. We're just going to have to fucking see, man. Like, anything else interesting for the future of the Cowboys that you've read? I think I read something on SB Nation earlier. Fuck, man. Forgot what the story was and who it was about, dude. To be honest, I read stuff at work and I just kind of completely forget what the fuck I read. I really just want football season to start.
Yeah, I'm very excited. Not to hate on soccer, but I don't keep up with soccer, so I know everybody's been pretty hyped up about what's been going on. I don't even know what the fuck is going on.
I'm pretty excited for this season specifically because I got an Apple TV. And what it has is this feature where as long as, like, one of my teams is playing, it'll automatically have it, like, in my queue, ready to play. Like, it won't even ask me, but it's just, like, all I have to do is just press it once, and I'll just go ahead and put it on the screen. And if there's multiple games that I want to watch, like, with certain teams, like, let's say if I wanted to watch, like, the Packers lose a certain game or want to make sure that they're losing a game, like, specifically the Packers. you can actually put like 3 or 4 screens on there and put all of the games on. So I'm pretty excited. Yeah, so I'm pretty excited for this season. It's kind of like not NFL Red Zone, but the Sunday Ticket. It's kind of like that, but you can do it all locally. You know what I mean?
Oh, that's cool.
So I'm pretty excited for this season, man.
I love the Sunday Ticket. It's just kind of pricey, man. Talk, yeah.
Really, John really got expensive. It once, right?
Yeah. It's pretty cool, though. I mean,
I got it once too, but then I only had like the 2 screens, and I was just like, oh man, I was just really watching one. it's kind of hard, but it's just like, fuck, man. I don't know how people do it, but it's just like, I wanted to go ahead and I wanted to give it a try again, like this year, trying to do the multiple screens and seeing if I could go ahead and do it. And not like it's not that hard to go ahead and keep your focus on one game and the other, but it's just like, this is what happened. So I put on the other game and I completely forget about the main one that I'm watching. And I was just like, oh shit, did I miss it? And it's like, I didn't miss it, but like, fuck, I missed a big chunk. And that's what usually happens. But, I'm just admitting that my attention span is just pretty shitty.
I mean, but, the ticket is only good. Like if, you know, you're waiting for, like for me, like if I'm waiting for the Cowboys to play and they don't play until later, no, I love watching those multiple games at once and try to find out which one is the better game. At least it keeps you entertained for a good while, but yeah.
But is it the way that it works? Is like like let's say a local game plays here, I won't be able to watch it digitally. I know there's something that I have to worry about because I know sometimes I have to watch the games on my phone. You get what I mean?
I don't know what you mean by that.
So, like, digitally, like, there's only some things that you can watch, like, on, like, if it's, okay. So, like, let's say there's a certain game. I'm not sure if it's, like, I do know how it works. If there's, like, a local game playing, you can't watch it digitally. You have to watch it on TV. But my TV doesn't have a tuner. You get what I mean?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, like.
So, like let's say the Cowboys were going to go ahead and play at Dallas. I might not be able to watch that game on my TV. Does that make sense?
Yeah. No, yeah, it does because even on the Sunday Ticket, I think it worked that way as well where, like
– Because you can
– It was
because you
was
can on, watch the local games. Local, like, yeah, but my TV doesn't have a tuner, so that's the only thing I'm worried about. I'm not sure how I got it to work last – well, I had to watch some games on my phone, but I'm not sure how that will work this season. But – I don't know. I'm sure we'll come up with something. Well, I'll come up with something. But, yeah, I'm pretty excited for the season. Like, I haven't heard any big news, but there's not really much to talk about except for, like, what's it called, the training camps and how they're going. But it's just, like, I don't know. That's not really interesting up until it actually happens in the field, dude. Like, I don't know.
They haven't gone to the training camp yet. So there's still really nothing interesting that has really happened yet.
Yeah. I'm just really hoping for that guy. I'm just really waiting for a fucking football season, dude. Like, I don't know. There's really nothing else to fucking do, man. I'm just,
yeah.
I don't know. I'm fucking excited, dude. Like, okay, so we were talking about it the other night, but, like, I don't know when the first fucking game was, but I fucking looked it up first. So the first Cowboys NFL preseason game is actually on August 9th, and they're going to play against the 49ers. Mm-hmm. And then the next game is going to be on the 18th and against the Bengals and 26th against the Cardinals. In case you haven't realized, me and Brian are big Cowboys fans. So, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I'm a fan. I don't think I'm much on the technical side, but I do. I mean, if you've ever been or seen like a Cowboys game, dude, like the Cowboys fans are always die hard, dude. And same with us, dude. I'm sorry, but if you're in Texas and you're a Cowboys fan, I'm like, what the fuck are you doing? What is going on? Like, like, oh my gosh, if you live in San Antonio and you do not like the fucking Dallas Cowboys, fuck you. Like, oh my God, dude, like, what are you doing? They're America's team. They're one of the 50 stars on that fucking flag, dude. Like, fuck off. Like, oh my God. I mean it, dude. Like, fuck. Yeah. I mean it, dude. Like, if you live in Texas and you're not a Cowboys fan, what the fuck are you doing? I find it so weird. Like, I don't know. Like,
yeah, I know. It frustrates me too. Like, people that live here and they're like, oh, fucking, like Seahawks or whatever. Like, why?
Seahawks? Why? Sounds like a bandwagoner. Just like, fuck, from 2 years ago that just made the wrong choice. Like, When was the last time that the Seahawks won the Super Bowl? Like 2 years ago, right?
Shit, I don't know. I think it was longer than that. It was, oh man, yeah, it was longer. Oh, I than think that. They.
I don't know.
It was the first time that Peyton went to the Super Bowl with the Broncos, and they fucking lost horribly against the Seahawks.
Oh, is that the one where John was going for the Broncos?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I didn't really give a shit about that game, to be honest.
Yeah, I just kind of want to watch it. Like, you know what I mean? Like, I mean,
yeah.
If you have no stake in the game, you might as well watch. I don't know. It's even easier to watch.
It is.
Like, it's really laid back. Like, there's nothing that could move me in the game except for, like,
that game,
those phenomenal plays that just happened.
That game sucked. I said, but even then, that game sucked. So it was just not a very good Super Bowl. Except if you're a Seahawks fan.
Yeah, cool. Or if you became one, like, right afterwards.
Yeah.
Like, dude, like, I swear, like, a bunch of people just started wearing, like, what is the color, like, blue and green around here? It's just like, dude, like, you didn't have that jersey last year. But, yeah, I don't know. I guess that's these day and age, but, like, I'll be a Cowboys fan. What is it called? What's the saying? Win, lose, or tie. Bleed me dry? Or no. Wait, what? Win, lose, or tie. Oh, I forgot it. I'll fucking figure it out. I'll just say it on the next podcast. I'm going to go ahead and close this up, dude. So if you have any questions, you can go ahead and contact me or Brian. If you have questions for Brian, just go ahead and say Brian or Luis at Audio Syncratica. I don't know how to say my own podcast name. Welcome to my world. You can reach us on Twitter, and the Twitter handle's at UDIOSYNCRATICA. We also can take voice messages on anchors.fm/super-rad. My recommendation for this week is Legion, of course. If you haven't watched it, I'm sorry. I hope you watch it soon. Do you have any recommendations? Have you been watching anything that you'd like to go ahead and recommend to our listeners? Hello? Hello? Ryan?
Can you hear me now?
Oh, dude, I think I lost you. So I just kind of ended it. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to edit it later. Hi. So something happened at the end. I don't know. Like, I kind of lose time when we go ahead and do the podcast. So basically what I wanted to say is you can go ahead and reach us through the Twitter handle, either me, Luis, or Brian, at UDIOSYNCRA. Oh man, I think I fucking misspelled it. Okay, so once again, it's at @UDIOSYNCRATICA. You can also send us voice messages on anchor.fm/super-rad. Okay. I just want to go ahead and recommend Legion, of course, if you haven't watched it. Sorry, I hope you do soon in the future, Brian. Did you have anything that you've been watching or that you'd like to go ahead and share with our listeners?
No, nothing that I can think of yet. I mean, I'm hoping to watch Legion. Not hoping, but I will probably end up watching that myself. Sounds very enticing.
Enticing. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Nah. Yeah, so if anything, just try to go ahead and check us out. If you have any questions, just go ahead and send it to us either through voice or through Twitter. I think the limit's gone up to like 280, so that's a long question. All right, man. I'll give you a call in a minute, dude. All right, signing out. Bye-bye.
All right, man. Bye.